In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. All praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all creation, the most perfumed blessings, greetings and peace be upon our Master Muhammad, the final prophet and messenger. The same peace and blessings may be on his forefather, our master prophet Abraham, his two brother prophets Moses and Jesus, and all his brother prophets and messengers, the household of all and companions of all. We spoke last Friday about the chapter of Al-Kawthar. We said that Al-Kawthar means the abundance of good, the great giving, the generous giving. And this generous and great giving is from Almighty God, who's the greatest giver and sustainer. And when a great person says that we have given you a great giving, then it is great. Almighty Allah's giving is always great and much, even if it was little in your eye. So whatever he gives is considered great and generous, and his givings and his bounties should be met with gratitude and thanks. As he says, if you give thanks, I will give you more of my blessings, and I will add more favors to you. Almighty Allah says to Prophet Muhammad that turn in a prayer to your Lord and sacrifice to him only. He also said to him, O you wrapped in garments and folded in garments, stand to prayer by night, but not all night, half of it or a little less than that, or a little more, and recite the Holy Quran as it ought to be recited. So this chapter speaks about Al-Kawthar, which is the great giving to Prophet Muhammad, including Al-Kawthar River in Paradise. That's why the Prophet, peace be upon him, stood in a prayer to thank Almighty Allah to the extent his feet were swollen from prayer. So his heart had been unable to fulfill its job. So the blood sank and moved to the bottom of his body because of fatigue and tiredness in praying at night. So that was his gratitude and thanksgiving to Almighty Allah for his bounties. And the greatest giving to Prophet Muhammad was prophethood and messengership, and the position and the rank of teaching humanity, educating humanity to be human or divine humans, angelic humans. In addition to that giving, Almighty God has given Prophet Muhammad wisdom and the perfect knowledge and mind to spread and to promote human brotherhood, which includes all people, which is not confined and not restrained in narrow nationalism. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, put the core and the stone of the global community. As Almighty God says, we have created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into peoples and tribes so that you may get to know each other, not to despise each other. So we have made you like this. We have given you these names and these ethnicities to know each other. So no community is better than another. The best or the criterion of preference, the criterion of glory and honor is piety and righteousness with God. So those who are swift and fast in obeying Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions are the most honored. Almighty Allah has only imposed or prescribed for us what benefits us, and He forbade only what harms us and what makes us miserable. So turn in prayer to your Lord, alone to Him, not to any idols, not to any people, because there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him, devoting the religion absolutely to Him alone, being sincere and devoted and true in faith. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. Prayer is the connection of your soul with God and the connection of your mind with His commands and teachings. And sacrifice meaning give charity to others by sacrificing animals such as camels and other eatable animals to have good connection and relationship with people and to make good relations between the strong and the weak and the rich and the poor. So prayer gives you or makes you have good relation with God, and charity and sacrifice makes you have good relation with people. If you do that, then those who are against you and those who are your enemies will be cut off of every good in this world and in the hereafter. So those who makes you angry and those who hate you will be cut off from future hope, from posterity, and from every good. A person should use all his or her efforts always to the best and to the perfection. It is narrated in some traditions that a person who has two equal days, if your day in knowledge, in progress, in happiness is similar to yesterday, then you are a deceived person. You are a loser. As someone who has bought something and was deceived by it or sold it with a very low price. So Islam commands you and teaches you to have always progress in knowledge, in all what makes you happy and what raised your position in all kinds or all areas of or fields of life, and what benefits you and benefit all creatures around you. So Almighty Allah has given the Prophet knowledge, the knowledge of how to make civilized humans. Those who responded to Almighty Allah's message sent by His Prophet, they were able to establish that global community that represented in the first 100 years of the migration of the Prophet. It represented half of the old world, from India to the borders of France. They were one nation, one community, despite different colors, ethnicities, and backgrounds. Almighty Allah says that we have created you from one soul, and of its kind created its mate. So that was the human one family. He established that community not on the basis of race, nor nationalism, nor borders. It was established on three basics: teaching the book, the scripture, wisdom and purification of the soul. The scriptures that were sent by God through his prophets and finalized by the Holy Quran sent to Prophet Muhammad, or through Prophet Muhammad to all people. This scripture or this book says in its beginning that, O Lord, guide us on the straight path, the path of happiness. And Almighty Allah responded after some verses saying, this is the book, the Quran. This is in its guidance is sure without doubt. There's no doubt in it. It's a guide to those who keep their duty, to those who respond to Allah, those who follow his commands, those who avoid his prohibitions. Those who believe in the unseen, they believe in the hereafter, they believe in eternity, they believe in paradise that no eye has ever seen, as Almighty Allah says, no soul knows, no person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy and delights as a reward for what they used to do. Prophet Muhammad narrates that Almighty God said, I have prepared for my righteous servants what no eye has ever seen. So youth with no old age, good health without any diseases, happiness which is eternal, without any misery. So I have prepared for my righteous servants what no eye has ever seen, and no ear has ever heard, and no mind has ever imagined. No matter what you try to imagine happiness and beauty and bliss that is in paradise, your mind will be incapable of realizing that or imagining that eternal life and that bliss. So this book is a guidance to the righteous ones who believe in the unseen, because your mind is incapable of realizing that world. And that's why Almighty Allah sent a teacher from heaven, who is Angel Gabriel, who is the Holy Spirit, sent him as a teacher to teach people about these things, to tell prophets, to tell people about these things. So those who believe are on guidance from their Lord, they are on true guidance from their Lord, and they are the successful ones. So when the Arabs accepted this guidance and these teachings, understood them, followed them and translated them into actions, practiced them on themselves, on others around them, even with their enemies, even with animals. The Prophet said that a woman will enter hellfire because of a cat that she imprisoned to death. She did not feed it or leave it to find its own food. And also Allah has forgiven a prostitute who passed by a dog at a well about to die of thirst. And she took off her shoe, tied it with her scarf, and brought up some water for it. So God has forgiven her because of that. He made them just and fair even with their enemies. And he says, all you who believe, stand out firmly for God as just witnesses, and let not the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Be just. So if you hate someone, or if someone hates you, do not be unjust with him. Be just. That is nearer to piety. So Almighty Allah has given the Prophet Al-Kawthar, or the great giving, including a river in paradise, including wisdom, including the sciences of the Holy Quran, including wisdom which establishes and which shapes minds that do not commit mistakes, that do right in everything, and that say right always. Caliph Abu Bakr, after 2 years of the passing away of the Prophet, and after some of the Arab tribes apostatized, he united the Arab peninsula. He united all the Arabs under one state. And now the Arabs have been striving for more than 20 or 30 years, and they have not been able to unite even two countries, despite the fact that they didn't have in the past modern technology, trains, aeroplanes, modern communication, or modern means of communication. Yet the Prophet did not only make them one state, did not only make them a united country, but he made them like one body. As he says in his traditions, the believers are similar to one body in their love, sympathy, and feeling for one another. If one part of it feels pain, the whole body suffers from fever and lack of sleep. Now, the Arab countries are very different, and they have many differences. Some of them have treaties with other countries, and others have enmity with their fellow Arab countries. So the whole body will feel fever and lack of sleep because of the fingernail or the toenail. So again, this chapter of Al-Kawthar speaks about, or means, the great giving, the great bounties and blessings of God. Almighty Allah has showered us with many, many blessings in our body and soul, and He made knowledge in general, knowledge that is beneficial to people in this world and in the hereafter. This is knowledge in Islam. It is not restricted to religious knowledge. All beneficial knowledge is considered Islamic and religious. Islam has made beneficial knowledge, and seeking beneficial knowledge is an obligation on every Muslim man and woman. So how far Muslims are from the facts of the Quran. From the chapter of Al-Kawthar, for example, if we have understood it well, if we have understood it well as presidents, as leaders, as sheikhs, as ordinary and lay people, and if we have made use of modern technology, which has made the whole world as one village and even one house. When you are speaking to your family in one house, a person in Japan might speak to one in America as if they are in one room. So if we have made use of these modern technologies according to the divine teachings and program, then the whole world would have been united, and the rich would have helped the poor, and the strong would have helped the weak instead of plundering the resources of the poor and instead of oppressing the poor or the weak ones and transgressing against them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, despite being the strongest in his age, owning many or great distance or great lands, he preferred to be called as the servant of Allah, not a king. He owned their hearts, he possessed their love and sympathy, all that through wise thinking and through good morals and behavior and through mercy and kindness. So Allah's giving, which is abundant, is knowledge, and this knowledge will benefit his community until the day of judgment. And the Prophet's companions, after his death, they used to say, the Prophet told us about this and that, because the Prophet told them many things that will happen, and there are many things that the Prophet told about and it happened, or they happened, and they will all happen because Almighty Allah revealed them to him. He said, peace be upon him, the whole world has been gathered and shown to me until I saw the limits or the borders of my community or the borders of my distances and the borders of my global community state. He came to complement the message of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. He did not come to cut off the relationship between Jews and Moses. On the contrary, he came to strengthen the relationship between all prophets and their followers. And he said, the likeness of me and the other prophets before me is that of a man who built a house and beautified it, except for a place of one brick in a corner. People went around it and wondered at its beauty, but said, if only this brick were put in its place. He says, so I am that brick and I am the final prophet. So may Allah raise your position and send more blessings on you, O Master, O Messenger of Allah, and on all prophets and messengers, and may he raise their position all. So Al-Kawthar is the great giving that Almighty Allah has given to Prophet Muhammad and to all people as well, in their body and souls, in their bodies and souls, and in the hereafter, where eternal life is. He also gave him wisdom, he gave him purification of the soul, and he educated him and upbrought him. So he conveyed the message to people, and he passed these givings to other people to benefit from them. And this command or this chapter was left in the Holy Quran and remained in the Holy Quran because the Kawthar or the great giving was not only to the Prophet, but it is also to all people, particularly to the followers of the Prophet, because Almighty Allah has given them knowledge, has given them wisdom, has given them the Holy Quran to offer people good, to be benevolent with them and to put evil away from them or away from their way. So Allah has given us Al-Kawthar after our Prophet. Has Allah forbidden knowledge for us? On the contrary, He made it obligatory on us. And the Prophet is free and innocent of every ignorant person. He also commanded us to seek wisdom, to learn wisdom, to know or to follow wisdom, and also commanded us to purify ourselves. When we learn knowledge, when we learn the book, when we learn wisdom, and when we purify ourselves, then we have been given Al-Kawthar, the great and generous givings. And after us also, it is to every person who accepts Allah's message. These givings and this Kawthar is to every person who accepts Allah's message. If we give someone a good shoe and he rejected it, saying that he wants a horse shoe, for example, and if he rejects the pants and the jacket and he wanted a halter of a mule, for example, so has he accepted the good givings or not? So if Allah gives you Al-Kawthar, if Allah gives you the great givings and bounties, you should give it and pass it to others. So when a Muslim learns the book, he has to teach it to others. When you recite about the chapter of Joseph, for example, it speaks about envy. It speaks about the oppressor and the oppressed, the envier and the envied, the strong and the weak. It teaches you that a weak person will be supported by Allah if he is a true believer. So Joseph's brothers didn't know that when they will expel and kill their fellow brother, they didn't know that he will turn to be a king one day. So a believer should learn that he should not envy others, should not be oppressing others, should not be unjust with others, and the weak ones, the oppressed ones, should not lose hope because you might hate something, but it is good for you. So when we recite the chapter of Al-Kawthar, have we understood its meanings? Have we understood that it is Allah's givings to the Prophet, then the Prophet's givings to all the worlds? As Almighty Allah says, we have not sent you except as a mercy to all creation. The Prophet thanked Allah for that giving, and he was able to spread Allah's message to China, and it exceeded the limits of China, to Philippines and to Indonesia, Malaysia and Europe, and even to America. So he accepted Allah's giving, thanked him, and learned from Allah to give a lot. So he gave humanity that great and much giving. So what about us after the Prophet? If this chapter is exclusively to the Prophet, it should have been abrogated. So it is directed to every human being and to every believer. You also have been given Al-Kawthar. You have been given the Holy Quran. Almighty Allah gave the Quran to the Prophet through 23 years, but to you, it has been given to you in one bulk, or at once, or in one time. At the time of the Prophet, it was written in on the palm leaves, on bones, on skins of animals. So if you were about to collect the Holy Quran from bones and from palm leaves, then maybe you need many tracks to carry the Holy Quran. So how would you carry it and understand it? How would you find, for example, the chapter of Joseph to read it? So Almighty Allah has given us Al-Kawthar, Al-Quran, and great blessings in an easy way and in one book. So have we fulfilled our duty towards it? Have we accepted it? Have we thanked it? And have we followed these commands that are all to make you happy, to make you merciful, to be merciful to all creation, not only to the Arabs, not to Iran, not to Pakistan, not to Dagestan, not to Asia, not to Europe, but to all humans. Not only to all humans, but to all creation, to all the worlds as well. Even harmful animals, for example, like the scorpion or the snake, you should not kill them in a way that hurt them, or you should not torture them. You should sharpen your knife well when you slaughter an animal to eat by the leave of Allah. You should not torture animals, and you should slaughter them in the easiest way for them. So all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation, and may Allah send His peace and blessings on Prophet Muhammad.